This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1279. Three skills to stay focused on reading and listening.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score.
Does your mind wander when you read or listen to English? You're not alone. Today, we answer a listener question and teach three skills that can prevent this from happening on test day.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Aubrey, reading or listening to anything great right now?
Yes, I'm rereading a series that I read when I was young, which you're familiar with. Remember Wheel of Time?
Yeah.
Season 2 is supposed to come out in a few months or whatever. So I'm actually rereading the books. I'm on book 3.
That's amazing because I am rewatching something right now.
Nice.
I'm rewatching all of the Evil Dead movies because the new Evil Dead movie is out and I want to go see it.
Love it.
I love these movies so much. Okay. I don't want to get sidetracked by how awesome the horror monsters are. They are amazing, but let's get focused on IELTS. So we had a great question from a YouTube subscriber. Oh, I'm going to say the name now. Please be kind. Okay. Mushari Bono Toji Boyeva.
That looks I think I nailed it. To me. I think so too. Well done.
I hope so. Okay. So I'm just going to say Mushta for short. Thank you, Mushta, for leaving a comment on our YouTube channel. You left a comment on the video, why is your IELTS reading band 5? So go to our YouTube channel, guys, and search for that title. That's a great video to give you some insight into how you can better prepare for the IELTS exam. And the question was, hello, thank you very much. Could you make a video about how to stay concentrated while doing reading and listening? Please and thank you in advance. I am really struggling. Oof, yeah. So, of course, there will be slightly different strategies for reading and listening, but there are skills that the two have in common that will greatly increase your score immediately if you can employ these three skills today.
Yes, there are definitely things you might be doing wrong if you're having a really hard time focusing on the IELTS exam. First of all, if you're reading entire passages straight through, just like I'll read this passage and then I'll figure out the questions, right?
Yeah.
A lot of them are very boring and you will find your mind wandering. You're going to waste so much time losing concentration. You know, IELTS does this on purpose. They're not going to give you the most interesting passages every time, especially on academic IELTS.
Yeah.
So there are definitely strategies you need to use in order to mitigate that problem.
Yeah, exactly. To some extent, we could say the same about listening. I mean, if you are trying to tune in and understand every single word that the person is saying, you're not tracking the questions or answers that you need. You don't know what you're listening for, and answers will just fly by you, you know? So really, you have to have strategies for listening and reading. Even if you are an upper intermediate student, even if you're a native speaker, you need to have strategies to do this test and get the scores you need. You have to have shortcuts like we talked about in the last episode.
Yeah, some shortcuts are good shortcuts.
Right.
Like exactly. These we'll use for IELTS listening and reading. So first of all, we want to share the strategies we're going to share today are directly from our Three Keys course. If you guys feel like you need a system of strategies, this is the one to choose, guys. And you can check it out at allearsenglish.com/keys. We actually have some exciting news about this course, right, Jessica?
Yes, we have been so hard at work. We have put this course on a new platform, and we actually updated and refilmed numerous lessons. You guys have no idea how many hours of work that Aubrey and I have put into this, and I'm so excited for this brand new updated, shiny, improved IELTS course that's already proven to work. So many students have got the scores they needed. So stay tuned because we will be making special announcements about this course, but you can just go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and check it out right now. So, all right. The first skill that you have to master, identifying key words. So what does that mean, and how is it different for reading and listening?
Yeah, so in listening, you're going to have, 20 to 30 seconds to read the questions before you hear the audio, and you need to identify the words in those questions that you're definitely going to hear in the audio in order to get the answer, right? Either that word or a parallel expression, a mm-hmm. synonym, right? You're going to hear a lot of extra words. You need to be listening for what you've predicted so that, like Jessica said, you can track with the audio. You can, that you'll be like an alarm bell in your mind, ding, ding, ding. Like, okay, I hear this that I'm listening for in that answer. That is how you're going to be able to continue paying attention, keep your concentration because you're being an active listener.
So the answers are always next to the keywords in listening and reading. So if we compare this idea to what we talked about not working earlier, you're listening to every single word on the listening, right? That doesn't work. If you know what you're listening for, which is the key word from the question, then you're tuned in, right? You're not going to miss that answer. Because again, the answer is always next to the key word. So for example, if it is a listening part one, and they're talking about various vacations that one could take, and they're talking about a bunch of different vacations all over the place, and the question that you need to answer is specifically about a tour in Barcelona. So you know you're listening for Barcelona, right? That's it. That's all you need. They talk about Egypt. They talk about Argentina. You don't care. You are listening for the keyword Barcelona. And then as soon as you hear that, boom, you know that's where the answer is, right? So there's a great listening example. Now for reading, and this goes into step two, which is using the keyword to find the answers, okay? So number one is identifying keywords in the questions, like usually names, right? Nouns and verbs, right? The words that carry the most information that are the most special and easy to find. And now the second skill is looking for those keywords, right? And we're going to talk about that in just a minute.
If you are a band 5 or 6 student, then your study plan will look different than if you are a band 7 or 8 student. But you need to know your estimated score range to know how to prepare. Take the next step and get your estimated IELTS band score. Answer a few quick questions and get your score plus resources to push that score higher at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
All right. So I gave you an example of how we use the keywords we identified to listen for where the answer is in listening, right? We identified Barcelona as a keyword in the question, and then we're listening for that specific information to get the answer. Okay. Now, it's basically the same on reading, right? Now, Aubrey, when we identify keywords in the question on reading, say, for example, it's the same thing, right? How much does a tour to Barcelona cost? We underline Barcelona, we underline cost, right? Those are our keywords. Now, how do we use them?
Yes, then you're going to scan the passage looking for those keywords. And as soon as you identify them, either the parallel expression or the keyword, that is when you begin reading closely. The sentence that contains the keyword, the sentence right after, you're going to read very closely so that you can get that answer correct. But all of the text around that, you can skim very quickly. You don't have time to read it. That's when your mind's going to wander. You'll lose that concentration if you're reading every word carefully.
Exactly. So many of the strategies for reading come down to like some final takeaways of if you read too much and you think too much on reading, you will get the wrong answers. And not only that, you'll run out of time and you won't even get all the answers. So we're not reading too much and we're not thinking too much. We are relying on these skills and strategies. All right. Now, moving into the final skill we want to share with you today, which is a skill that a lot of teachers don't talk about. And it is really so important. If you're going to be a high-scoring listening and reading candidate, you must do this skill, which is being proactive, making predictions. Okay, so it's not enough just to underline keywords. No, we have to take that extra second to make predictions. What am I listening for? What am I looking for in reading? It could be as simple as word form. Sometimes that's all you can predict. Like, I know I need a verb. I know I need a name. I know I need an adjective. And that'll help you, especially in reading, to find the right answer. And in listening as well, we can predict the word form, but also you can brainstorm like specific things to listen for, right? So for example, if the question is about buying a house and it's a note-taking thing, note completion, and you have to complete this list, like I need a garden, a pool, and a something. Like, predict what that something is. Like, what else could people be looking for in a home?
Yes, exactly. And so many of the questions on listening, they are, you know, note completion, table completion, where you're going to be able to look and identify, do you need a date? Do you need a number? Right? And just having that in mind so that you're more aware of what you're going to hear is really opening your mind to be that active listener so that you're going to catch those answers as they come, for sure.
Exactly. Exactly. So again, guys, we are super proud of all the work we've done to update Three Keys IELTS. It is the same system of strategies because they work. We haven't changed that at all because we already know it all works. Students get sevens, eights, nines with our Three Keys strategies, but we have updated the video so it looks nicer now. And we've added a couple fun things in there. So definitely, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS to check that out. And Aubrey, thank you for all your work on the course and on the podcast.
Thank you, Jessica, for all your work on the course and the book. We did not cut any corners on this course, you guys. Place to cut corners.
No, definitely not. All right, awesome. Fantastic, Aubrey. Enjoy the rest of your week. And listeners, we'll see you next time.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.